Welcome back to No Longer Conformed, where we're looking at the book of Acts in this study. I've entitled Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 4, verses 13 down to verse 22. In this session, I've entitled Persecution by the Religious Leaders. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20, it reads, "If for what credit is it if when you are beaten by your faults you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God." The healing, the sermon to explain the healing, the arrest, the sermon to explain the name. Well, let's look at this. First, notice the silence of the accusers. Verses 13 and 14. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it." The courage to stand, the freedom to speak. The two fishermen, Peter and John, with no formal education, just ordinary laymen. It says, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. You see, the miracle could not be denied. It says in verse 14, it says, they could say nothing against it. And down in verse 16, which we'll look at in a moment, it says, and we cannot deny it. Do you see the irony? The accused spoke with courage and freedom, while the accusers sat in profound silence. Luke 21 and verse 15 was fulfilled that day. "I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." Wow. So, notice the silence of the accusers. But second, notice the deliverance of the Lord. Verses 15 down to verse 17. "But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name." There was a double problem that they were dealing with. They had no case, and they had no support. They really had no charge against them. And the apostles were popular now because of the healing. All the religious leaders could do was threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name. Verse 17. But then notice the boldness of the Spirit. Verses 18 and 19. "So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge." Yeah. I believe the threat was only for future use if they find reason to charge them. And why? Well, Acts chapter 5, verse 28 says, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us." See, the apostles did choose to take the high road in this whole thing. Verse 19, "Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge." Yeah. We're not going to say anything, but You decide. Should we listen to you? Should we listen to God? And then fourth, notice the frustration of the accusers. Look at verses 20 to verse 22. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Now, remember back in chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness to us, with us, of his resurrection. Acts 2:32. This Jesus Christ has raised up, of which we all are witnesses. And then in Acts chapter 3, verse 15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. The apostles had to defy the religious court order not to speak. Why? They were ordered not to speak in Jesus' name, and they had to defy that order. Why was that? Because it stood between them and God's call to give witness to Jesus Christ. The religious leaders were helpless to do anything. It says they let him go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done, in verse 21. So, God used the healing as a sign to the temple crowd for a hearing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He used it to the Sanhedrin in order to point them to the name that brings salvation. So, the crowd that was there got to hear about Jesus, and the religious leaders were told that the one that they were fighting against, the one that they resisted, and the one that they killed, is the only way to salvation. So, the first occasion of a recurring theme in the book of Acts, rejection of the Messiah by the Jews, the stone rejected by the builders. This theme just comes over and over again as we look through this book. When we trust the Holy Spirit to speak through us in a time of opposition, God is glorified in two possible ways. From this text, we can see it. Verse 13, people can see Jesus in your life. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And then the other way that God is glorified is shown in this text is in verses 19 and 20. You're empowered to witness with boldness. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge, for we cannot but speak of the things which we have seen and heard. See, you might even experience God's deliverance in power. Verse 21 is so clearly the work of God. When they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. They had nothing to say. They wanted to punish him. They wanted to do something to him, but they couldn't. You give some thought to that, and we'll see you next time. Have a great day.